Merry Christmas again. Merry Christmas. The one day when everyone will say the same thing to one another, Merry Christmas. I know many people come to Mass on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day who are not usually here on a typical Sunday, so I want to offer a special welcome to anyone who is a guest, a visitor, traveler, maybe relative of one of our parishioners. So welcome and Merry Christmas to everybody. Most people, even people who are not Christian, know that our Christian observance of the feast of Christmas has something to do with Jesus of Nazareth, and I think most people also know that it has something to do with his birthday. This is, after all, a worldwide birthday party, sort of. And that's perhaps part of the reason why it's a very popular feast here in the Philippines. Fewer people might be able to explain why we call him Jesus of Nazareth when we know from the scriptures that he was really born in Bethlehem. And fewer people still would be able to explain why this event is not just another birthday party or another celebration of a famous historical figure. This is instead one of the most important moments in all of history. Why? Because of who he is. Not simply because he was born. All of us are born. But this birth is special because of who he is and because of why he came. Well, I want to give a short answer to those questions, who he is and why he came, because once I go longer, I know people stop listening. The short answer is this. Who is he? He is not just another baby. He is God, both God and man. And why has he come? He has come to save us. It's right in his name. The name Jesus means the Lord saves. When Joseph got the message from the angel, he was told, your wife Mary is pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit, and she's going to give birth to a son, and you are going to name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. This is at the heart of Christmas, and that's why it's a beautiful thing when we gather together in a Mass. Because these things that I just said are usually not mentioned at Christmas parties or family gatherings. Maybe they're implied, but people don't say it so straight out. He is God made man. He has come to save us from our sins. For some reason, the central truth, the great, the amazing truth that we have a divine Savior gets forgotten, or maybe we don't appreciate it. I don't know. But this is why it's so important to have celebrations of Christmas, and especially the Mass. I know it takes effort to come to Mass in the middle of the day on Christmas. We're all tired. We have lots of things to do. We have people to attend to, and we've been busy all week. But this gives us an opportunity to get back to the very heart of our celebration. And actually, we love to celebrate Christmas. It's such a powerful and important moment in history. It's phenomenal theology, but it's also a wonderful story and a moving story. And we know the story, but we never tire of reflecting on it, hearing it again. We know from St. Luke's Gospel, for example, about the manger and the swaddling clothes and no room in the inn. And we know about the shepherds who hear and see a multitude of angels singing Gloria in Excelsis Deo. And then from St. Matthew's Gospel, we know how Joseph learned that Mary was the virgin prophesied centuries before by Isaiah. And we hear about a star that leads the wise men, the Magi from a distant country, to adore the newborn Savior. Those are familiar stories to us. But on Christmas Day, at the Masses on Christmas Day, we read not from Matthew or from Luke, we read from the Gospel according to St. John, and he tells us something even more about the Christmas story. This is even bigger than we thought. It's more mind-boggling than we thought. It's about a baby born in Bethlehem, yes. But it goes beyond Bethlehem. It goes beyond Nazareth. It goes beyond the land of the Magi. It goes beyond the whole Roman Empire. In fact, it goes beyond any limits of time or space. We learn that this little baby is God. God from God, light from light, true God from true God. And this is how St. John tries to explain this unexplainable mystery. He says, in the beginning was the Word, the Logos, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He's talking about someone who existed before anything else existed and through whom everything came into being. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him, nothing came to be. So we're talking about the very, if you can even think about it, the very foundation of everything that is. It's an attempt to explain what you cannot grasp. And this is Christmas. Christmas is this combination of a tiny baby born of a humble woman from a remote place and the infinite God, who is every place, eternally begotten of the Father. It's the combination of small and great, poor and rich, earth and heaven, man and God. Here is an infant, a poor infant, who is also the Savior of the world, the Savior of all people of all times. It's too much. That's why we have to celebrate it. We have to celebrate it. And naturally, we do what we can to celebrate. We do what we do for celebrations. We put up decorations, lights. We have special foods, special music. We exchange gifts and have special ceremonies, yes. But we're supposed to realize that all those things, whether we have them or not, are only, as, and they are great and they're beautiful, but all those things are nothing by comparison to the one whose birthday we're celebrating. You know, on other birthdays, we don't forget the person who we're honoring. We don't get so distracted by the cake and the cards and the parties that we forget whose birthday it is. But on Christmas Day, it seems that we do somehow forget. We focus only on the surface details and we forget the heart of the mystery. That's why we come to Mass on Christmas Day, because when we come to the Mass here, at least, if nowhere else, here at least, we recall that this baby is the eternal Word. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. We also recall the very clear statement that was in today's second reading from the beginning of the letter to the Hebrews. In times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. That's the way it used to be. But in these last days, in our own times, he has spoken to us through the Son, the Word, through whom he has created the universe. So at Mass, this is what we recall, but we do even more than that. More than recall and celebrate the wonder of God made man, more than recall and celebrate that he has been revealed to us in a way that he was never revealed in past ages. Here, we actually meet the one whom we are celebrating. He comes to his own party. He comes to us in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the Word made flesh in the form of bread and wine. In the Eucharist, both the lowly and the great aspects are of Christmas are present. Heaven and earth meet in the Eucharist, because heaven and earth meet and are present in Jesus Christ. He comes in the Eucharist just as he comes on Christmas Day. He comes both in the secret way, in the poverty, without any evidence of his greatness and of his true identity. That's like the host. It's so little, so easy to misunderstand, to miss completely, to neglect, to reject. When people started going to Mass online during the pandemic, they thought it was so much better, so much easier. But they couldn't receive Holy Communion. It's like watching a birthday party on television. Well, that's nice, but it's not like coming to the party with the person who we're celebrating. So, for those who have faith, for us who have faith, for those who make room for Him in their hearts, this Lord who comes in poverty, humility, and secret is the real source of our joy and of all our hope. After all, we still live in a very dark world, even though the light has come. It's a dark world, it's a very troubled world. We don't have to recite all the problems that we are facing. We know them, they burden us. But in Jesus Christ, born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth, who preached and healed and drove out demons throughout Galilee, who was tortured and crucified in Jerusalem, who was buried and rose again on the third day, in Him, in Jesus Christ, God is with us. God is with us. He has become one of us. He has become one with us. He has entered into this dark and troubled world so that we will not face these burdens alone. He has flooded the world with His grace, with His mercy, with His divine love. May we all, as we celebrate Christmas, may we all welcome the one that we're celebrating. May we rejoice that God is with us. And may we and all of our loved ones have a most blessed and joyful Christmas.